This interview is brought to you by Transformational Mortgage Solutions. You can check out the full episode at lickinonlending.com.
Andy Schell, good to have you, the Profit Doctor, in the house. Always fun to hear your perspective. And Andy and I were going to do barbecue this weekend, and then we switched it over to an airplane show. I mean, we hit the local air show, and you're just so busy with this doctorate stuff. You've got to finish this up so you start having fun.
Well, and I really wanted to go see you at the airplane show, and I actually forgot about that I had the dissertation defense on Wednesday, along with a class that I teach on Wednesday, and I had to prepare more for both. So I spent all weekend working. I didn't have my calendar keeping up with my activities. So this Wednesday is Mortgage Accounting Webinar Series number 2. So this Wednesday, through the Mortgage Bankers Association, you can listen to how to do loan level accounting, how to know what your profit per branch is, how to know what your profit per originator is, and your profit per product. You know, this is really fundamental and essential for success in mortgage banking. And you don't have to have a super high-end system to do it. You can do it with QuickBooks. But there are some really good high-end systems out there that the two leaders are LoanVision and Accounting for Mortgage Bankers. And during this webinar, we're going to talk about some of the things that go boom in the night, the things that are, whoops, oh, you mean I'm going to go to jail now? So we want to cover those items. So I'll give you a quick preview. One of the things is a fairly complicated topic to get your head around, and it's called net funding escrow. So what net funding escrow means is that when a customer comes to the closing table and they bring $5,000 to pay for future payments of hazard insurance, taxes, whatever else, and then we use that $5,000 and actually lower the amount of our warehouse line borrowing in order to fund the loan. Well, okay, so we did that, and at month end, we have to segregate those funds. Actually, in California, you have to segregate it for every single transaction. So people don't realize that this is a rule. It's actually a requirement. This is a fiduciary event. Holding somebody, when you're a business and a customer gives you their money to hold for them for their future benefit, that is a fiduciary event. And a fiduciary event means that the funds have to be segregated. You have to actually put their money in a separate cash account from yours. Now, in California, you get in big bad trouble if you don't do this right. And we've helped people get it fixed. And this webinar will show you how to identify this, how to set it up so that you don't have this problem. Now, the other problem that is sort of an unknown item that potentially creates the big boom in the night, and that is collecting first payments. So some lenders go, well, we don't ever get first payments. Well, you probably do, just that your accounting department takes care of it.
Yeah,
if the purchase by the investor is after the cutoff date to give 2 weeks notice to the customer, then the lender's going to get the first payment and the investor gets the second payment. When that happens, when you collect that first payment, that means that when you call the customer, you have to follow the Fair Debt Collection Practices Act. And you are supposed to make certain that the people who call the customer as a debt collector, because it's the money that's owed to you in your business, you have to actually send them to training and document that they've had training. And also, if you don't ever collect it, that's a first payment default. And that's a repurchase risk for the life of the loan.
Yes.
And if you don't collect the payment, the whole payment gets written off. So it's a loss, and it's a regulatory violation, and it's a, if you don't collect them with your accounting people who are making these phone calls, say, hey, send us your payment under the Fair Debt Collection Practices Act requirements. So net funding escrow, first payment collection are things that people don't even think about. But we do in accounting, and we talk about it in the webinar, and we show people how to do it right the first time, because we don't want the surprises that surface from stuff like this. So there you go, Dave. There's a preview of the webinar and some important information people need to know. As stupid as it sounds, you can get in trouble if you don't do this stuff right.
Yeah. No, especially when you come in with borrower's money, they get a little fussy about that and how it's handled. It's really, really important. That's a great point. It's a great reminder. I'd forgotten that. We advise on a lot of different issues, but that's why you need the consulting services of Andy Schell CPA, CFF, CMB, and soon to be the PhD, Dr. Andy Schell. The
Very
Prophet
exciting.
Doctor with
week,
a real
hopefully.
Official title, Doctor. How cool
hopefully
is that?
Hopefully this week, you bet.
Yeah. Special thank you goes out to our sponsors, Black Knight, Open Mortgage, Resex, Warehouse Lending, a division of United Bank, and then also MBA, the Lenders One Cooperative, as well as the Mortgage Collaborative Cooperative, CMLA, Community Mortgage Lenders of America, Velma, Knowledge Group, Vidyard, and AI Assist. Thank you for listening, and have a great week, everybody. See you back here next week.
You've been listening to Lickin' on Lending, a weekly mortgage market update with your host, David Lickin of Transformational Mortgage Solutions. Join us next week, and thanks for listening.